This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
In the house.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I really am excited about this one because we've got a great guest. There's lots happening in the news. And the stupid, oh my goodness, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And this week there is no exception to that rule, I can tell you that. But we're going to have Kirk Cameron on. Now, Kirk, we've had him on before. You know him. TV. He's in the movies. He's a great voice for families and family values. You go to his website, kirkcameron.com, and it, right up front it says, husband, father, actor, filmmaker. And I don't even know if that captures it all because he also has a button there that says, my faith story. Because he wears it on his, sleeve. He doesn't hide behind it. He's not bashful about it. And that makes him a rarity, particularly, in the Hollywood scene where, you know, he made his fame. And, he's got a great background. I hope you can picture him because, like, old enough like me, he was known by millions as Mike Seaver on the 1980s sitcom Growing Pains. But then he starred in Fireproof, the inspirational movie of the year, and inspired the best-selling book The Love Dare, as well as movies Left Behind, Monumental. He just keeps going on and on. You can go look through all this. He's done a documentary, The Homeschool Awakening, about the growing homeschool movement. He hosts things on television. He's known for his American Campfire Revival. Guy's got a lot going on for being a husband, a dad. And we're going to talk about some of his current projects and what he's working on right now. And look forward to doing that. But before we get to our conversation with Kirk Cameron, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the news. Because, oh my goodness, every time you turn around, right, there's just more and more going on. But first of all, I want to mention Donald Trump, I think, had perhaps the most successful first 6 months of a presidency you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's hard to believe it's been only 6 months of a four-year term, but that is really what has been going on, and he really has achieved a lot. One of the things that is, I think, paramount here is law, order, justice, making it stunning, absolutely stunning. And allegation against Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Comey, and others is something that's going to continue to play out over the course of time. And I really can't say enough about it. It is a big, big deal. So, of course, a few days later, you had Hunter Biden, who gave this tirade of a profanity-filled tirade, kind of like the exact opposite of our next guest, Kirk Cameron. And he went on and on and on with so many swear words. It's hard to even take a quote from him because he swore all the time. But basically trying to take down everybody from George Clooney to James Carville to the whole Democratic Party. And Hunter Biden was making the case, oh, if you had only supported my dad, if you had just got up and given appreciation for the master, the maestro, Joe Biden himself, then he would have won again. And I don't think that would happen. First of all, Donald Trump was the best candidate. He's the best retail politician we've ever seen. I don't think there was any possible way anybody was going to beat Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. Period. End of story. All right, so lots happening in the news. We got a great guest coming up. The only thing standing in the way of our interviewing Kirk Cameron is this stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. Let's get to this. The world's most expensive cheese. Those of you that know me know I'm a cheese fanatic. And this is from UPI, United Press International. This comes across the wires on July 8th. I'm not going to be able to pronounce this name. A Cabrales cheese. It aged in a cave for 10 months. And it received top marks in a competition in Spain. How much do you think this cheese sold for? Just in your own mind, this is a good-sized block of cheese. It's not like a truckload of cheese. It's just a good block of cheese. How much? Oh, it says 5 pounds. It aged for 10 months in a cave at nearly 5,000 feet above sea level, because I know that affects the price. How much would you think this cheese went for? You are right. $42,232. Woo! That cheese, first of all, you got to eat it. It's probably going to rot. So it's going to come and go. But $42,000, I know people pay a lot for champagne, but off, you know, wine and alcoholic beverages, but they sit up there and get, they age, they get better with time, right? Cheese, maybe not so much. $42,232, because you wouldn't want to buy it for just $41,000. Holy moly. Anyway, that is just off the charts stupid. All right, this is interesting, because I'm also big into, you know, baseball, and especially in Reno, Nevada. They have a Hall of Famer that was an infielder for the Boston Braves way back, like 90 years ago. His name was Rabbit Marinville, but the Reno Aces, pretty good team actually, usually, they have found a successor. They had an actual rabbit throw out the first pitch. Now, the rabbit's name is Alex the Great, and somehow, this is like the coolest rabbit. It visits hospitals, it goes to charity events, and then they decided to have it throw out the first pitch. Not necessarily the stupidest thing, but it is kind of funny. Maybe not as stupid as this one, because I know this had to draw out a big crowd. This was happening in Pittsburgh, according to the United Press International. Pardon me here. Pittsburgh group brings back Balls Out Bowling, a nude event. And so what happens is a Pennsylvania naturism group just announced that they are having their annual bowling event where clothing is not allowed. This is kind of trying to be a family podcast, so I'm going to kind of leave it there. But you got to pay $30. It includes 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rentals. So evidently you can go no clothing. Clothing is not optional. Clothing is like forbidden, but you do need to wear the bowling shoes. And imagine how great that is. That is just an event that I will forever miss. Congratulations, Pittsburgh. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, at least for today.
More Jason in the House next. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Side for additional facts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A volunteer who made a homeless woman breakfast in Michigan and how it made her day makes today's Dean's List. Jason Sellards is a volunteer at the Refuge Center in Lapeer, Michigan, and recently posted about an experience he had helping someone out. He explained about one summer a few years ago when a young lady came in looking distraught with dirty clothes and matted hair. She was looking to get into the program to help her get her life back together. The following week, he saw her again, and this time with clean clothes and her hair washed. Jason offered to make her a special breakfast of biscuits and gravy, which she had never heard of, and she loved it. Years later, he saw the woman again. She went up to Jason and told him how often she thought of him, especially when she sees biscuits and gravy on the menu. And now her life has totally changed for the better. Jason says it just goes to show you it doesn't take much to try to help someone and be kind. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. It's not a joke or a myth. Experts say old people smell is a real thing. It's because normal hygiene practices often fail to address age-related body odor. Dr. Dan Wesson, professor at the University of Florida College of Medicine, tells Fox News Digital, "I think we all know this smell, describing it as dusty, like an old book, or for some, oily or greasy." He says a key source of the smell is a compound which emerges from the process of fats in skin cells breaking down due to imbalances in the body. And this is unique to aging skin. The compound is not easily washed off with regular hygiene practices, which is why managing this body odor requires more complex solutions. He suggests eating antioxidant-rich foods and using antioxidant skincare. Dr. Wesson notes it's not just this compound that leads to the smell. Hormones can also be a factor. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the house.
All right, time to bring on our guest. So, Kirk Cameron, thanks so much for joining us. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Nice to talk with you, and I'm excited about all the opportunities that I think are on the horizon for those of us who love God, who love our families, who love America, and appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about some.
Well, first thing I want to mention, so I was doing, you've been on the podcast before, and I really appreciate it. People loved it. You're a good guy, a great family, and you do great work and put your heart in the right place. We love all of those things about you. So I went back to just kind of refresh, you know, a little more background, just make sure I have some anecdote. I think, so my wife Julie and I, we're blessed with three kids, six grandkids, but we were married in 1991. And I think you just had, as best I can tell, you just had an anniversary.
That's exactly right. We just celebrated 34 years. Well, first of all, what year were you married?
In February 22nd of 1991. And so we got you by a couple of months. But, it's hard to believe it's been that long. But it seems like I can't imagine my life going any other direction than with Julie. Right. I just would be off on the wrong track. And a lot happens in 34 years. You know, you see, you know, you have hard times, you have good times, you have accidents, you have things that, you know, life throws at you. But good for you for kind of, you know, I've never met your wife and your kids or anything, but I mean, from everything I can tell, y'all are a great family.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful that my wife's put up with me for 34 years, and it's awesome. My life is a dream with her. It'd be a nightmare without her. I'm so grateful. We've got six kids. We have one little granddaughter, and cool. Maya. Our little mini is just so adorable. We just love her, and it's a chance for us to watch our kids become parents. And life is great, and I'm still working hard, doing all kinds of things, and really encouraged by what my kids are doing and what so many other people are doing.
Well, you've always got a perpetual positive attitude. So what is lighting your fire like for you and your wife? What's lighting your fire? Where are you pouring, you know, waking up in the morning saying, all right, we got to get after this. Tell us about what that is for you these days.
Well, there's a few projects that I've been working really hard on. I'll tell you those in just a second. I want to answer the first part of your question. So what gets me fired up in the morning? You know what it is? Is that every day that the sun rises in the east, that says to me that God's not done with the world yet. My wife still loves me. The sun's still shining. And last time I checked, God kept every single one of his promises. And that means that there is hope and there is potential today. And I don't want to waste it. The Bible says, be joyful always, not just, when things go my way. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, even when the wrong guy wins the election, or even when things go in the way I wish that they didn't. Why? Well, because there's a more powerful force than the Republican Party or Democratic Party behind the curtain of heaven who is actually writing a story, and all things are working together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That's my worldview. So because I believe that, I get fired up every morning.
Right.
And I start working on things like See You at the Library. This is a national event that started out with 50 woke libraries banning me from coming to public libraries to read books about wholesome virtue and character to kids, but they were allowing drag queens to read stories to toddlers. And I pushed back, and that resulted in thousands and thousands of parents and families showing up at public libraries, singing, praying, and reading great books of good stories to kids. And now it's a national day on the calendar with 500 story hours in 500 public libraries across 50 states and 50,000 people participating on August 16th. And it's awesome to see the winds of public opinion and culture begin to change direction.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like, I've seen pictures of some of the crowds. Now, I can attribute a little bit of that to, hey, Kirk Cameron, you know, we've watched you on TV, so we want to see
you. I'm not that good looking.
But, you know, there's a little bit of that. But not that many people. With all due respect, I'm just saying, you know, there's the celebrity angle to it, but I think when people start saying, hey, where am I going to pour my time and energy? And you just, people just want to live like normal, reasonable lives. And to suggest that drag queens are okay, but parents reading good quality, wholesome books about positive things is wrong. Like, it's just unbelievable. So yeah, we got this coming up on the calendar. Where, how do people find it? Is there a website? Is there something that they can go to learn more about this?
Oh, yeah. Just go to seeyouatthelibrary.com. That's seeyouatthelibrary.com. You'll see a big map there. You can just zoom in on your state and county and your city, and you'll find a public library that's going to be hosting this. If you don't see one in your neighborhood, you can actually say, hey, I'll be the point person. And Brave Books, the company that is publishing these wholesome books that I've been working with, they will give you an instruction kit. And they will help you, and they can help provide the books and the flyers and everything else to get the word out to your community, and you can be a part of this. And we want as many libraries as possible. I can't let everybody know at this moment who is actually going to be partnering with us, but we've got very exciting, very influential people all over, from politicians and governors and celebrities and all kinds of really phenomenal people who are backing what we're doing. And I think it's part of a broader cultural movement that should give people a lot of hope for the future.
Yeah, it's a good, I mean, I'm out, show your support. That's how, you know, a lot of these, there's a lot of people that won't. Maybe they're afraid to do it. Maybe they don't have time. Maybe they're working, you know. There could be a lot of other things that are going on in their lives. But I think for good, positive things, if we want to be part of that change and fighting for our culture in a positive way, you know, the world is run by those who show up. I learned that, you know, my time in Congress. It's amazing how few people do show up, but those that do, they make all the difference in the world.
1,000%. That 1,000%. The enemies of all the things that you and I hold dear are working day and night, hour by hour, day after day, to normalize their values and have those values shape the narrative. And if we don't stand up and speak up and lean in and begin building the world according to the values that we love, one day, very soon, we will no longer have the freedom to live those values.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Kirk Cameron right after this.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Jason in the house.
Yeah, the freedom and liberty, and it, you know, it's what President Reagan said, you know, we're one generation away from losing it. If we don't pass it on to the next generation and kind of teach them, and I, you know, I don't want to get overtly political with you on this, but I'm just saying, like, there's certain things that my parents, like, I did not grow up in a religious household, but upon reflection, both my parents have now passed away. I consider myself highly religious and a Christian, and I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I believe wholeheartedly in it and believe in Jesus Christ. But you know, I look back at the early parts of my life and some of the values and things that my parents instilled, and they're very Christian in terms of their values. They maybe weren't couched and framed as that, but they end up being, you know, be a good person, help your neighbor, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. These were all things that were like core and paramount to my parents, but they were also and consequently kind of seeped their way into your kids. You know, I think as a parent, you wonder, are your kids, are they listening to me? Like, I've said this a lot. Are they listening? They really are absorbing. They are sponges, right? They're grabbing it all in. And now I look back and I think, yeah, okay, I didn't formally go to church each day or each, you know, week, but you know what? I was actually learning some good positive things that have now grown and expanded and hopefully instilled in my kids and grandkids as well.
Yeah, I hope so too. And at the end of the day, I think what we're looking for is more than just a moral makeover of our society, but a systemic change of heart. And we want it to take root in our children because they're the future. They're the next generation. They're the ones who are going to be running the place in 30 yeah. years.
Well, and it's, so it's either them or somebody else. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And one of the simple ways and essential ways that we must do that is we've got to be the ones who take care of the kids. That's, I believe, that's why God gave children to moms and dads, not to institutions, not to public schools, didn't even give them to churches. Put them in the laps of moms and dads in your home. And so frame your home with the right values and give your children the lens through which to look at the world, and they'll see it in its reality. But if your kids are just staring at a screen all day, they're going to get their little brains out of whack and rewired to think of the world in a way where right is wrong and wrong is right. And at the end of the day, they're going to be told to choose between the left and the right. And the reality says, no, you got to choose between up or down. You either go up to God's ways and what's true and beautiful and good forever, or you go down to some version of man trying to, pose as God and control everybody else. And that always winds up bad for everybody.
So you are 34 years into your marriage here. You and your wife, what are some of the things that you actually do that, like, okay, that worked for me? Because now you got some experience, right? You could, it's one thing to theorize about it and say, you know, do good. Then there's another thing to say, okay, this is what we did that actually worked. What were some of those things?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, listen, just for the record, remember, I'm a Hollywood actor. Never believe much of what a Hollywood actor says. And as far as being a good guy who's done things well, and me even telling you I've been married for 34 years, you know, I could be making all of this up and just faking it. So take
I don't think you are.
Salt.
I don't think you are, but
hey,
keep going.
How many people have we been fooled by? So I would say that if my wife and I were to say that the top three things that are key is to remember that our kids are playing follow the leader. That's what they love to do. They're little mimics. They're little imitators.
Right.
And they believe just about anything you tell them. If you tell your kids that there's a Santa Claus, or you tell your kids the moon is made of cheese, they're going to believe you until, they start, you know, critical thinking. And those little formative years are hugely important. So, what's the best way to teach them the truth? Play follow the leader with them. They're following. You're the leader. Just model what you want them to do and what you want them to become by becoming it yourself. Like Morris caught than taught, rather than lecturing, lead them. Let them see what a living, breathing example of a kind, faithful, forgiving, joyful, singing, and wise human being looks like. And that will be their default definition of what's good and what's right. But if you want to raise little hypocrites, you know, just say you love God and then yell at your wife and let your kids see it. Right? And then that's, hopefully, they won't want to do that, and they'll want to find something better. But the thing that we tend to do is we pick someone to follow, and then we begin imitating them. And the best leadership is always those who lead by example. So I would say do that first. Point them to God and the truth. Not the shifting, squishy relative value sets that change with whoever's in office in politics.
Right.
And then thirdly, stay in relationships with your children. Don't base the integrity of your relationship on how well they clean their room or what kind of grades they make. And amazingly, it's easy for us to get really upset with our kids when they don't behave and act and do the things we want them to do. And we think, okay, well, you know what? You're on the outs. You know, I love the good kids, but the bad kids, No. We're all bad kids. We're all confused. We're all trying to figure it out. And God in His grace can point the way, and He can even do it through, for your wayward kids, through parents who are willing to hang in there and keep the integrity of the relationship, not basing it on their performance. Those are the three biggies in our household.
You said something that's really interesting, and I just wanted to go a little bit deeper on it for a second, because it's, look, you mentioned politics. So, again, I'm not trying to be overtly one way or the other, at least with you on this podcast. But, politics, I think, is just good civil service. You should be, involved and engaged to a point. But there becomes a fanaticism that is not necessarily healthy when it's out of balance with all the other aspects of your life. And look, I'm saying this as somebody who makes their living in this space, who served in Congress for 8 years and, is out talking about issues every day on Fox News or Fox Business or podcasts and whatnot. Politics should not necessarily be mimicked in your home life. There's a very combative almost atmosphere to it. And just because it is politics, I also would argue it doesn't give you permission to act like a jerk, somehow people seem to forget some of those basic values and principles or get caught up in some of the tumultuous nature. I'm on my soapbox a little bit here, Kirk, but it does, finding the right balance and the right tone and still having good civic engagement and vibrant discussion is important.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the heart of the rub that you're talking about is that politics have become, and we've been this way for a very long time, it's become synonymous with people who value power and influence over people, and so many fakes and charlatans, and we don't want to be like that. Let's just ditch politics and get rid of it. But you can't get rid of it, because politics is ultimately it's power to control money that come in the form of taxes, and you're making the laws and who's going to be punished, and you're controlling weapons and the defense of the nation and all of these kinds of things. So someone said politics are kind of like a dirty diaper. If you just stay away from it, it only gets worse. What do you do? You got to change it. If it stinks, you got to go in and change it. You got to clean it, right? And like you said, it should simply be civil service. It's just carrying out the virtues that we should be modeling with our children in our homes and carrying them out in a larger, broader sphere of influence, which is in your society, in the polity, out there in your civilization. There's spheres of jurisdiction that have to be understood. Like, you've got the family, you've got the church, you've got the state, and those are different spheres of influence. We've got to understand how those work with each other. I'm with the founding fathers who said, local government should be synonymous with local virtue. Otherwise, it'll be synonymous with local corruption and local mistrust and local vice.
Yeah.
So it's our values externalized into society. And that's why we got to have people of character and faith in those positions. Or it's going to rot and stink again.
Yeah. I like that example. I haven't heard it quite articulated like that, but I like it.
Well,
will use that. And I will be saying, Kirk Cameron told me, I think you're spot on now.
More Jason in the House next.
We'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
32. That's the number I keep thinking about this week. Only 32% of voters trust the federal government. That's just 1 point above the record low in our Fox News surveys going back more than 20 years. The numbers go even lower among certain subgroups. For example, trust among women under age 45 stands at 27%. It's 24% among Democrats. That isn't completely because there is a Republican president. Even in 2024, when Joe Biden was president, just 52% of Democrats had faith. Last year, 13% of Republicans trusted the government. Now, under President Trump, that's up 34 points to 47%. Sentiment among independents mostly holds steady no matter who occupies the White House. 18% trust the federal government today. It was 25% last year, and it was 22% in 2017. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A South African super yacht crew member was apparently murdered just days shy of her 21st birthday while the nearly 150-foot luxury vessel was moored in the Bahamas. Paige Bell was found dead in the engine room on July 3rd, partially undressed after she was allegedly sexually assaulted and murdered by 39-year-old Mexican national Brigido Munoz, who worked as the yacht's engineer. Police say Munoz was found near the body with injuries to his arms that they suspect were the result of a suicide attempt. He was taken to the hospital and treated before being charged with murder and denied bail. Bell, who would have turned 21 on July 14th, had been working on the crew of the yacht named Far From It, which charters for nearly $140,000 per week and was anchored off of Harbor Island. Exactly what led to her death remains unclear, and police are still investigating. Munoz will be back in court November 20th. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
It's Jason in the house.
One other thing that you mentioned earlier on is, you know, social media. And, like, there's this immediate gratification and entertainment that comes with our phones. And it doesn't have to be all social media. It can be gaming. It can be it can be too many things where people are just locked on their phones as opposed to looking up and, you know, understanding the beauty of walking through a forest or climbing a hill or going on a hike. I mean, just there's so much of the world around them that I think people miss because they spend, you know, gobs of hours and on a daily basis doing things other than playing and having fun. But how do you deal with that? What's your approach to that?
Well, I just interviewed a gentleman who wrote a book. I think his name is Brett McCracken, and he wrote a book called Scrolling Ourselves to Death. And it was based on an old Neil Postman book called Amusing Ourselves to Death that was written back in the 50s or the 60s. And it was this whole idea of technology being cool, but it becomes an addiction, and all of a sudden it starts to replace reality with something that's really not healthy for you, like literally killing you, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And he had this wisdom pyramid that I printed out. I took a picture of the cover of the book, and I printed it out, and I've got it right there on my desk. It looks like the food pyramid, you know, where they kind of have, like, all the healthy stuff at the bottom, and then as you get to the top, it's, like, sparingly, okay, I can have a dessert here once in a while. And at the bottom, he had, what did he have? He had God's Word down there at the bottom. And then he had nature, which was great, and he had fellowship with good people of good values, mm-hmm. as the three like foundational things. I mean, that was great. And then it was literature and the arts and music, right? That's good. And then occasionally, right at the top of the pyramid, he had a phone on social media. And the idea, I think, is right. Is it's like, it ought to be more like a dessert, something that is occasionally and responsibly used, and it can be good. It doesn't have to destroy your health and your family and your marriage. But today, we've kind of got the pyramid upside down, and people live on their phones.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts and the deterioration of marriage is skyrocketed. And I think a lot of that can be traced back to the 10 hours that we're spending on our phone every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Kirk, what else? We talked about lighting your fire in the morning, but what other projects mm-hmm. are you like involved and engaged in? And
yeah.
And again, you can go to kirkcameron.com if you want to see more about Kirk and his faith story and everything else. But what else are you working on?
I just launched a brand new YouTube show called The Kirk Cameron Show. And it's something it's been about 10 years in the making, and I'm making it with my children. So my 28-year-old son is my director, and my 25-year-old son is my co-host and producer. And every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I've got a new episode that comes out. It's actually on YouTube and the social media platforms as well. And I have Monday morning conversations over coffee to kind of frame the week with thoughts of faith and character, and then Wednesday dangerous conversations about relationships and AI and all kinds of crazy stuff, and then Friday wrap-ups of politics and culture. So I'd love for people to go check that out. It's called The Kirk Cameron Show.
And you just go, it's just on YouTube, Kirk Cameron Show?
Yeah.
And there
Kirk Cameron Show channel on YouTube, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. How long have you been doing that? That's pretty new, isn't it?
It's very new. Yeah, we've only done about 2 months worth of episodes, but it's a blast. So I get to do it right here in Tennessee where I live, and I get to be with my kids. So I love it.
Yeah, do it with your kids. Good for you. That's awesome. Very good. Kirk Cameron's show on YouTube. And then we got this event coming up in August with the libraries. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we should mention?
Well, If you go to social media platforms or website, you can kind of check out some of the other things that are going on. We've got a new kids television show called Iggy and Mr. Kirk, and that's a show for kids that's also a partnership with Brave Books. And it's our attempt at Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for today's families.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. Like I said, you know, you've parlayed your, you've taken your, you know, fame as a teenager and turn it into something that is still appealing to a lot of people. And that is a rarity. That is just something we just don't see very often. And hats off to you for using that for good in the world. That's got to be highly satisfying. And for those of us that have kids and grandkids and friends and neighbors that benefit from that as well, I just want to say thank you for that. Really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for your encouragement and all the good work that you're doing as well.
Thanks, Kirk. And again, you can go to kirkcameron.com, and truly appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast.
All right, man. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Like I said, Kirk Cameron's got game. That guy gets after it. I love his positive attitude. He's just got his act together. Wonderful family, great inspiration for a lot of people, and a darn good actor. Somebody who we've all enjoyed, as our family has, through the years, doing good things, doing positive things, and we love that. Hoping you can rate the podcast. That's helpful to us. You can subscribe to the podcast. You just get it each. It comes out once a week. It just pops up on Monday mornings, and there you go. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. So thanks again for listening to the Jason in the House podcast. Rate it, review it, join us, come back next week, scroll through. And if you want to hear more about Kirk Cameron and his background, and we did a previous one, so we got a couple of podcasts with Kirk Cameron. Go back and listen to that one, too. He also talks about some of these great things that he's doing. Again, I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump gave Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess last night, shortly before Democratic and Republican leaders agreed to quickly vote on 7 final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending on the calendar. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The agreement allowed for votes to begin on cloture and confirmation of the nominees without debate. Among those confirmed under the deal was Jeanine Pirro, who was nominated by the president to be the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. President Trump had repeatedly called on Senate Republicans to stay in session through August to vote on his judicial nominees. The president posted Thursday on Truth Social, quote, "Republicans, for the health and safety of the USA, do your job and confirm all nominees." But after an exhausting stretch on Capitol Hill, including multiple voteramas, there was little appetite on either side to stick around. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A new poll finds opinions on racial discrimination in America have changed in the past 4 years. We get details on that from correspondent Jennifer King.
45%, or less than half of Americans, think black people face high levels of discrimination in the U.S. That's a substantial decline from 60% 4 years ago, when many companies were launching efforts to promote diversity. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The current poll found 32% of U.S. adults say Asians face a lot of racial discrimination. That's down from 45% in 2021. That 2021 poll was conducted not long after the first police officer was found guilty guilty in the death of George Floyd and the killings of 8 people, including 6 Asians, at spas in Atlanta. Jennifer King, Washington.
Another poll from the AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that Democrats see their political party as, quote, weak or ineffective. Survey finds deep pessimism within Democratic ranks right now. Republicans are far happier with their party at the moment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
An independent watchdog agency responsible for enforcing a law against partisan political activity by federal employees has opened an investigation into Jack Smith. He is the Justice Department special counsel who brought 2 criminal cases against then-candidate Donald Trump before his election to the White House last year. The Office of Special Counsel confirmed Saturday it's investigating Smith on allegations he engaged in political activity through his inquiries into Mr. Trump. He was named special counsel by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland. Warren Buffett's company reported less than half as much profit in the second quarter as it took a $3.76 billion write-down on the value of its stake in Kraft Heinz. That, while this iconic food producer considers largely undoing a merger that Berkshire Hathaway helped bankroll, Berkshire said it had earned a little over $12 billion in the quarter because of the recorded small gain. News and analysis at townhall.com. Australia bans kids under 16 from holding YouTube accounts.
Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government's implementing the law on behalf of parents who want and deserve better protection for their kids online.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube.
YouTube was listed as an exemption in November in Australia when the Parliament passed world-first laws that banned children younger than 16 from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and X. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Today is Sunday, August the 3rd, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including TV personality and lifestyle consultant Martha Stewart. She's 84 years old. Filmmaker John Landis turned 75 today. And a former NFL player we know and love named Tom Brady. He's 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Fred Bear
show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Fair's All-Star Panel.
President Trump is back at the White House after a successful trip negotiating a trade agreement with the European Union, narrowly avoiding a potential trade war and opening up both the American and European economies to further commerce.
I think it would be the biggest deal each of us has ever struck. So I'm very much looking forward.
Ever struck by anybody, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll revealed that 63% of voters hold an unfavorable view of the Democratic Party, marking the highest unfavorability rating in 35 years. And while many voters disapprove of President Trump's handling of key issues, they have more faith in Republicans to handle them than Democrats. To discuss all of this and more, we bring in our panel, USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page, former South Carolina Congressman, host of the Trey Gowdy podcast, Trey Gowdy, and Fox News Senior White House Correspondent Jackie Heinrich. Jackie, you've been on this trip to Scotland. It seems like the White House is pretty happy with what they're coming away with.
They're definitely happy with what they're coming away with. You know, the president put the chances of a successful deal at 50-50 just, you know, the day before he met with the EU Commission president and was able to squeeze out of them pretty much full access to these markets that had they'd been locked out of for so long at a 0% rate. The automobile factor is very, very big. The energy purchase factor is very big. And then getting the EU to agree to 15%. I did ask the White House, you know, why is the EU getting a 15% rate? They've been trying to get the 10% that the UK got. And the president also said at the end of his bilateral meeting, one of them that was this week, that the tariff for the world that he might impose on everybody would be in the 15 to 20% range. So why is the EU not getting something better? And they basically said this was about the EU giving to us. They've been, in their words, really sticking it to us for a very long time, and they had to do better, and they did do better, which is why the president was able to squeeze so much out of the deal. He's obviously riding very high on that. And you had the Treasury Secretary say that the Chinese took note of that when they were having their talks in Sweden, and that they were a little bit more receptive to conversations, seeing his ability to muscle these negotiations out of the second largest economy in the world after the U.S.
Yeah, Susan, the China talks, you know, they're being characterized as going well. There was some concern about the Chinese buying a lot of Iranian oil, but according to the president, the Treasury Secretary is reporting positive things. We're still at the beginning, it seems, of that back and forth. But that seems like the big kahuna in all of these different trade deals.
Yes, that would be the biggest one of all of them. But you can't underestimate the signal that's given by this EU settlement. You know, the EU had been pretty defiant early on that they were prepared to fight the United States as the United States was going to impose these tariffs. But President Trump has managed to pretty much reorder the world economy along the lines of his vision. And what we're going to look to see is what the impact is over the long term. So far, we have not seen the catastrophic economic consequences that critics had predicted. That could also have an effect on whether these Chinese talks go well. The idea that this is just the way things work now and this tariff regime can be put in place without upending the global economy.
Yeah, and Trey, that's a major thing. I mean, if you think about back to so-called Liberation Day, April 2nd, and the sky is falling kind of reporting and the market's really jittery and losing. And then the comeback since then, now banking about $130 billion from tariff revenue while not seeing massive inflation as predicted is pretty amazing.
And the stock market, with episodic exceptions, it seems to be hitting record highs. I didn't see it. I was a little skeptical. I thought it would take maybe 18 months to see any benefits, if any, from the president's trade position. But I have to concede he was right and the naysayers were wrong. I also think my co-panelists have put their fingers on the biggest observer to what happened this week, and that would be China. Those negotiations are going to be much tougher. They're not military allies. They're not cultural friends. They have a lot of consumers, and they send a lot of products here, but there are so many issues, Brett, from cyber, IP, AI, Taiwan. If he can pull that one off, maybe he'll get a Nobel Prize, but it won't be for peace.
Yeah. I mean, he did talk about that, Jackie, on this trip, the fact that he had conversations with Thailand and Cambodia, and now they're in a ceasefire. He's obviously talked about India and Pakistan and that effort to get to peace for two nuclear powers. He does seem in the mode of dealmaker-in-chief and wants to keep that role going.
He absolutely does, and he's had a lot of success stopping wars. He points out that there would be five wars going on right now if he wasn't in the White House. The one area where he's running into, a little bit of trouble is with Putin. And it came as, a little bit of a surprise to all of us who've been following that story that he reduced the deadline pretty suddenly from 50 days to 10 for Putin to agree to a peace deal. And then he conceded to reporters on Air Force One on his way back to D.C. that he hasn't gotten a response out of Russia yet, that didn't seem to move the needle. And he also said, look, the tariffs, the sanctions that we put on as a result of this may or may not move them, because it looks like Putin really just wants to continue this war. He's been pretty downcast, I think, in how he feels about his dealings with Russia, admitting that he believed that Putin would want to get this thing done. He has asked for trade deals, and that there were a lot of incentives for Putin to want to work with Trump and get this thing negotiated to a reasonable settlement, and that he's been dismayed to see that Putin has been playing games effectively, saying all the right things and then doing the exact opposite. And that has frustrated him a lot. So I think what the administration does next, if he's already signaling that the tariffs and the sanctions may not be enough to move Russia, is going to be something that we should watch.
Susan, the options are probably many. There is this bill, bipartisan bill, Lindsey Graham and others, for sanctioning Russia and secondary sanctions on other countries that do business with Russia. The White House has not been willing to give up that power, I guess. But what they choose to do to get Putin to the table, whether it's stepping up support for Ukraine or it is putting the pinch on the economy, is yet to be seen.
Let's not lose sight of how different this is from what we thought Trump would be like internationally as president. He talked about America first. He depicted a role for the United States that had pulled back from some of its traditional alliances and from its role as the world's policeman. And here he is, deeply involved all across the world. He's changed his stance on Ukraine. He's getting involved in Gaza. He's split somewhat with Netanyahu on the issue of whether there's a famine in Gaza. Even Cambodia and Thailand, these are not the issues we envisioned a President Trump as interjecting himself on. But I think he's found he likes the influence that he can exercise, the way he can get foreign governments, foreign leaders to come to terms, or at least to move toward one another if he gives them a big push.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I left out Congo and Rwanda. But, they're not on the day-to-day diet of news for a lot of Americans, but they're important in their part of the world.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Lee Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is House Call for Health. Whether you love summer or not, medical experts say the hot weather can pose serious health risks. Besides heat exhaustion and heat stroke, doctors say sizzling temperatures can also increase the risk for asthma symptoms. Asthma is a disease of inflammation in the airway tubes of the lung. Heat worsens that inflammation, partly because heat can alter air quality. As one doctor explains it, hot weather can trap ozone and small particles of pollution lower in the atmosphere, leading to worse air quality. And that's a common trigger for asthma symptoms, which can include wheezing or a whistling in your breath, cough, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. One tip, if you have asthma and know there's extreme heat coming, try to stay indoors. Also, stay properly hydrated, because dehydration can increase the thickness of mucus in the airways and worsen symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Strangers from Georgia who raised money to help a young graduate working the night shift makes today's Dean's List. Maria Mendoza stopped by a Burger King after seeing her own child graduate. Saw a young man named Mikhail still dressed in his graduating gown, working. She snapped a video and shared it on social media. She then launched a GoFundMe after she found out the man was trying to go to college. Maria wrote, "While many graduates spend the night celebrating with friends and family, one young man quietly showed the world what determination looks like. He didn't do it for attention. He doesn't even know his story went viral. But thousands of people were moved by his dedication, humanity, and work ethic." She then surprised Mikhail a few weeks later with how much money people were donating, which went up to close to $200,000. The support and donations came from around the world with messages to encourage him to pursue his dreams. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
I always had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability or insecurity to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Trey, one of the things that did not escape, despite these successes on this trip, was the talk of Epstein and, you know, where this is going to go and what the next steps are here. You know, there's a lot of people in polls that suggest that they're not super interested in it. However, that doesn't mean the story is anywhere near going away.
Yeah, I mean, with Epstein, so they indicted him once, he killed himself in prison awaiting trial, so there has to be evidence sufficient for the government to have charged him. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted. She's serving a sentence. The part that worries me a little bit, Brett, is, you know, no one believed Ghislaine Maxwell when she said she was innocent. No one believed her when she said she had nothing to do with sex trafficking of young women. So why would we believe her now? She has a built-in incentive to lie. She wants a sentence reduction. And we saw that today. She's asking for immunity, or she wants what the feds call a Rule 35, which is a sentence reduction. She doesn't want to die in prison. So she has a built-in – look, I spent the better part of my career putting people in prison who did what Jeffrey Epstein is accused of doing. So I'd like to see it all. But I want the victims protected, and I want the perpetrators held responsible. The politics of it is of less interest to me. So a story keeps getting, I mean, every day something sets fire to it again. Going to see Ghislaine Maxwell, that was a political risk because, I mean, he cannot pardon her. I don't know if his advisors are telling him that or not, but you cannot pardon someone who sex trafficked young women.
Yeah, and that is a question, Jackie. You know, there's all kinds of different stories out there trying to read the politics of this moment. One just popped up saying, is Epstein the new Russiagate? In other words, media, political types are obsessed with the story, but does it mean it's penetrated into the broader public? I mean, I kind of think the answer is yes, because of the MAGA element to it and the attention it got on both sides. But whether Democrats are seeing upside in Epstein focus, I saw Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, doing some videotape where he did a whole thing on just Epstein. And I'm just not sure that that's going to sell for them ahead of 26. Who knows?
Well, it also might backfire on them because I think the president has made pretty clear that he's annoyed with the story because he genuinely feels like he's got, you know, nothing to hide here. And, you know, he answers the questions when he gets them. He today on Air Force One revealed that Virginia Giuffre was working at the spa and Jeffrey Epstein poached her from Mar-a-Lago. And that's a reason why he kicked him out of the club. He still sort of indulges the conversation about it, which I think he wouldn't be doing if there was a there. But he's annoyed that it keeps, you know, pounding, the drum keeps pounding on this story, and it's happening, you know, through the media, obviously. You know, at the same time, I think you have this situation where the base feels an unfinished sense of justice because as recently as the campaign, you had people within the president's orbit, his cabinet in some cases, talking about how Democrats you know, we're protecting pedophiles by not releasing the whole shebang with the Epstein files. And then to jump from that, where there was an expectation of accountability under a Trump administration, to saying we're actually not going to put anything else out there. There's really nothing credible in there that needs to be released. There was no explanation for why people should believe that. And I think the need to give that explainer to the base sort of is what the Democrats are seizing on as an opening to exploit this and try to pull away some of the support that the president has. But I'm not sure in the long run that they're going to find anything that is so salacious. It probably would have been out. When you talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, she's had every reason to use every tool in her toolbox to get out of jail, and she hasn't been able to do it yet. So whatever, you know, she's suggesting might be there is questionable, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there was 2 days of interviews of her by Justice Department officials, Susan, and, you know, listen, this is going to continue until they come forward with something or something changes. That said, you know, the president's on a number of different topics, hoping that it goes away, but it doesn't seem like it's going to.
You know, you reap what you sow, and President Trump Donald Trump, before he was president, relied on conspiracy theories to build support. Birtherism with Barack Obama was just one of them. So he has built his support among people who are inclined to see conspiracy theories. And that's one reason he got elected, because he promised to be straight with them. And then the idea that the Justice Department, that Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, would first say she had a client list on her desk and then said there wasn't any client list.
It was messy. 100%. It was messy.
Yeah. I don't think this does Democrats any good, but I think it does Trump some harm with people's support. And people who are suspicious become suspicious of Trump despite their great faith in him. I don't think they're going to vote Democratic, but I think they might not vote.
Yeah. So next up on the hit parade is really, Trey, Congress trying to get its act together. They've got to figure out how to fund a government by September. And in the meantime, the Senate is attempting to deal with these nominees that the president's put forward. There are about 150 still in line. A lot of it has to do with Democrat recalcitrance and slowing up the process. But it's going to be a long time before all of these people, you know, second tier in agencies, are going to be able to be inside.
You're right, Brad. It's not just second tier agencies either. It's U.S. attorneys. I mean, that's the front line in the war on crime. We're seeing that play out right now with judges removing interim U.S. attorneys and lack of confirmation hearings. You've got judges, Emil Bove is up for a judgeship right now. But that's a slow process. I think, you know, the president, his first term, he confirmed a lot of judges. I think the Democrats are heck bent on making sure that doesn't happen again. I will say this. The Senate has worked through the night on occasion. The Senate friends I have are never home. So I don't think it's a lack of – I don't think they're going on vacation. I think that's just an easy thing for folks to allege. It's just the Senate works either by unanimous consent or exhaustion. And they're not exhausted yet. The Democrats still have some you know, plays to make. On the House side, Mike Johnson's already pulled a number of miracles. But the reality is Donald Trump is the Speaker of the House. And I say that with no disrespect to Mike whatsoever. He's a wonderful person. But speakers don't make people fearful for their reelection. Trump does. So he is both the president and the speaker right now.
Yeah, we'll see on the nominees if they get a deal. This is the first president at this point who has not had a unanimous consent or voice vote for a number of different nominees. So we'll see. Panel, thanks so much. Now for a bit of history. On July 29th, 1958, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958, marking the birth of the agency now known as NASA. NASA would go on to conduct more than 200 successful crewed flights. Today, NASA has more than 80 active science missions, including the Artemis program, which aims to land humans on the moon for the first time in more than half a century and establish a permanent outpost there. That'll do it for this week. You can hear more of this series at FoxNewsPodcast.com, wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. For Susan, Trey, and Jackie, I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law And if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on story
flavor in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A little girl's small act of kindness towards a police officer in England makes today's Dean's List. It was a long night for emergency crews overnight to help with a fallen pole in the middle of the road. And when they were finally able to get traffic through, a young girl named Ava decided to hand the officers a bag of candy with a handwritten note that thanked them for their help. The touching moment was shared on social media with a picture and a comment that said, "We just wanted to acknowledge our thanks to a fantastic little lady that approached our officers at the scene to bring a little joy to the job. Your parents must be so proud of you, Ava, as we are of the community." After working all night, the road was safely open thanks to the hard work of police and emergency crews, along with the patience of neighbors and their community. And thank you, Ava, and your family for knowing what's important in this life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Bret Baier.
Fine. The thousands and thousands of children that were trafficked in this country, released to unvetted sponsors, and the last administration lost track of 300,000 of them, and they weren't looking for them.
Tom Holman there in tonight's Common Ground segment. Bipartisan efforts to try to crack down on human trafficking. Joining us, Democratic Senator Lisa Slotkin and Republican Senator John Husted. Thanks for being here. This is an effort, obviously, that a lot of people can identify with. Talk about what this bill potentially would do.
Yeah, it would require the Department of Labor to train its employees to spot signs of human trafficking. Remember, they're out there every day inspecting manufacturing sites, construction sites, agriculture. Cultural sites, and they can be the eyes and ears on the ground to help give leads to law enforcement.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. You get a lot of support on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, on Capitol Hill, obviously, we're both from neighboring states, from Michigan and Ohio, where I know certainly Michigan, we have a real problem with human trafficking. We're a border state, and for us, I think it's an easy way to say we care about this issue. It's a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't be partisan. Let's find kids who have been taken and put into really deeply unsafe position.
And basically, it gives the employees of the Department of Labor the ability to say, hey, be on the lookout for this.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones going to the job site, right? So you got to give them training so that they can see signs of human trafficking. There are ways, kind of like little clues, right? I'm a former CIA officer. You got to train people to look for certain things, and then they're able to go report that, ask for further investigation, see if there's a story there, connect with law enforcement, give the leads that Senator Husted was mentioning.
So Bipartisan Workplace Inspection Act targets oppressive child labor states, provides training to identify victims, refers potential cases to the Justice Department, collaborates with victim advocates. Where does it stand now?
Well, we're just getting started in that process, but when you have strong bipartisan support on an issue that people know is a problem,
yeah,
right at the beginning, I'm confident that there will be support for the bill. And people, once you really understand, if you spent time doing ride-alongs with children services workers or law enforcement, you just see the human tragedy. It's gut-wrenching, and we need to do more about it.
You're obviously appointed to as U.S. Senator. You're going to have to run for re-election, and you know how political this place gets, and throwing elbows all over the place. You all are working together, not just on this, but other things, too.
Well, Yeah, I've worked on a lot of bipartisan issues in the AI space, on pensions, frankly, the things that people care about back home. And look, hey, we've got a lot to overcome here, not just Democrats and Republicans. It's Michigan, Ohio State.
I mean, just the fact that you're on the same set.
We got to work these things out, but we have common concern about the people of our state.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really easy for anyone from our part of the country, the Great Lakes, right? Like, we all use them. We all believe that water is our natural heritage, and so that was an easy thing to talk about when sometimes football got harder, since, of course, we crushed Ohio State the last time we met last season.
Here we go.
So, in any case, it helps remind each other of our humanity when we're working on things that are a common cause.
Senator, you've talked a little bit about your party recently. It got picked up in a lot of headlines. You complain the party is too worried about pissing off the internet. You want Democrats to reclaim their alpha energy, testing a war plan to beat Trump. You want Democrats to ditch wokeness and muscle up. How is that received inside your party, and where do you think the party's center is going?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I come from a state where my dad was a lifelong Republican, my mom a lifelong Democrat. Totally normal in Michigan to have neighbors having completely different views on politics. And I try to go for the common ground as much as I can. I don't want to look at someone as the enemy just because they're a different political party. We can have different views, and we do all day long, but we don't have to be nasty to each other in order to, like, work out those differences. How do we light a tunnel through the darkness to the light for our students?
You know, Ohio has been ruby red in recent years, but there is a situation inside the party. You know, there's the MAGA wing, there's a more establishment wing. It has been supporting President Trump, but again, you're going to face re-election. How do you look at it?
Well, frankly, you just focus on working people. That's what we do in Ohio. That's what why I like the Big Beautiful Bill. Cutting taxes on tips, eliminating taxes on overtime, a child tax credit of $2,100. All of those things matter to working people. And so if you focus on them, you bring everybody else along pretty easily in my state.
Do you think Democrats are going to relent on holding back nominees? There's about 150 plus.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, some people have told me that the Senate is the world's most exclusive HR department. We do nominations all day long. So in the spirit of what we were talking about before, having a little more like alpha energy, I'm going to push, you know, the senator and his party to trade. Let's have a real negotiation. I'm not going to roll over and play dead.
Bottom line, you guys can work together on a number of different things.
Absolutely.
People expect us to get the job done. They don't like the squabbling. They don't like it when we play games.
Yeah. Well, pass on to your colleagues the welcome on Common Ground.
Appreciate
Thanks
that.
A lot.
Thank you.
You can see all the Common Ground segments on my podcast, Common Ground. Find that in the All-Star Panel podcast under the Brett Baer podcast at foxnewspodcast.com, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. You can also see this on the Fox News YouTube page.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Hey, it's Matt, your leaf filter trusted pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get leaf filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
President Trump is touting a new trade agreement with the European Union. He calls it the biggest deal ever made. The European Commission president saying it was the best deal she could get. The agreement comes on the heels of several other major trade deals over the past few days. We will talk with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick about the agreements and what's going on with China in just a few minutes. Russia is on the clock, and that clock is ticking much faster now. President Trump shortening his deadline for Vladimir Putin to strike a peace deal with Ukraine from early September to now early August. The president also contradicting the Israeli prime minister on the situation in Gaza. And now the U.S. is going to act. Senior White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich following it all, traveling with the president in Edinburgh, Scotland. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening, Brett. Russia is getting a different side of the Trump treatment as the EU celebrates the deal that the president said just yesterday stood only a 50-50 chance at success. We've got talks to continue to lower charges on some specific sectors continuing, but the deal does stave off 30% tariffs on EU imports set to take effect in just days and averts EU retaliation on $109 billion in U.S. goods.
It will bring stability. It will bring predictability.
France's prime minister slamming the deal as lopsided, posting, "It's a dark day when an alliance of free peoples brought together to affirm their common values and to defend their common interests resigns itself to submission."
15% is not to be underestimated, but it is the best we could get.
Trump's ire now turned to Putin, cutting his 50-day window for Russia to agree to a peace deal to 10 or 12 days.
I thought he would want to end this thing quickly. I really felt it was going to end, but every time I think it's going to end, he kills people.
Trump also pushing back on Netanyahu.
There is no policy of starvation in Gaza.
And there is no starvation in Gaza.
With a challenge and a pledge.
I mean, some of those kids are, that's real starvation stuff. I see it. And you can't fake that. So we're going to be even more involved. It's crazy what's going on over there.
The president said the U.S. is going to set up food centers with help from other nations and also supply more funds. He also acknowledged that Netanyahu is facing a challenging environment with Hamas refusing a ceasefire because he says they want to use the hostages as a shield. The president said he told Netanyahu that he might have to change gears. Brett.
Jackie Hunter traveling with the president. Jackie, thank you. Here are some of tonight's other headlines. A federal judge is ruling Planned Parenthood clinics nationwide must continue to be reimbursed for Medicaid funding. It's part of the battle between the nation's largest abortion provider and the Trump administration over efforts to defund the organization. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood sued over the Medicaid cuts earlier this month, which were enacted under a provision in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Federal agencies are now required to protect religious expression in the workplace. That is according to a new government-wide memo obtained by Fox News Digital. The effort marks one of the most sweeping moves in decades to defend faith and freedoms in the civil service. While House members are on their summer recess, senators are still in session. They're staying in town to try to confirm a long list of President Trump's executive branch and judicial nominees. Stocks were mixed on the EU trade news. Caution ahead of the Fed Reserve's interest rate decision this week. The Dow lost 64. The S&P 500 finished ahead 1. The Nasdaq gained 70.
But we're going to be setting a tariff for essentially the rest of the world. And that's what they're going to pay if they want to do business in the United States. Because you can't sit down and make 200 deals.
Poor intro. We have an EU trade deal now. The president's touting it abroad, among other things, 15% on most goods. EU to buy $750 billion in U.S. energy, invest $600 billion more in U.S. along with major military equipment purchase, zero-for-zero tariffs on strategic goods. With that framework, let's talk about the new trade deal with the European Union, with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Mr. Secretary, thanks for the time.
Thanks. It's nice to be here. I just flew back from Scotland, and wow, was that deal. It's so amazing for America.
Why is it so great for America?
Well, remember, the European Union is $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. I mean, it is head and shoulders bigger than all the other Western civilizations. So the fact is the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here's how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
So this 15% is on the difference, the $200 billion trade deficit, is that right? Not the $2 trillion we trade with each other, right?
No, it's all exports to America. So basically everything they send us is going to pay 15%, except for a few little things. But most things will be 15%. One of the examples that we don't charge is on aircraft parts, so that Boeing, which is our greatest export, doesn't have to pay tariffs. But that's the idea. So huge $600 billion of exports from Europe coming into America. They'll pay 15%. The $400 billion we send them, finally, zero. So you're going to see that grow, and you're going to see that deficit shrink. And then they promised to pay $750 billion of energy purchases. Stop purchasing from adversaries. Start purchasing from the United States.
And the last part was the $600 billion. Is the EU guaranteeing there'll be an additional $600 billion in investments in the U.S.?
What they did is they corralled all their businesses and said, look, if we're going to lower our tariffs, the president was saying, if we're going to lower our tariffs, how do I know your businesses are going to invest? And the European Union put together all of their companies, their pharmaceutical companies, their auto companies, all their businesses who made commitments to the European Union that they could then give to President Trump and said, we are committed to building in America $600 billion of additional investment. That's on top of the $110 billion they invest a year on top of that. And this is just during President Trump's term. So it's huge investment coming in. So it was really a 1-2-3. Donald Trump, this is the greatest deal for America. It's good for the European Union because we're in the right track. We're friends. We're going to grow our businesses together. But for America, finally, we've righted the wrong of trade. And Donald Trump has led the way.
But if it's coming from private companies, obviously it can't be a part of a trade framework, but they're saying they're going to do it, right?
Yes, these were commitments of, basically they're going to build the factories, like all the car companies committed they're going to build the factories. The pharmaceutical companies have gone out and said they're going to build these factories. So they had made these commitments, and the European Union basically handed those commitments over to the president to show him the deep commitment of European companies to invest in America.
Yeah. So, Mr. Secretary, here's the deals you've done so far. We've got the United Kingdom, Philippines, Indonesia, Japan, Vietnam, and now the European Union. You may not be surprised to know that countries are reaching out to us to find out when their deal is going to get done. You know, South Korea, are they on track? Are they are jealous of Japan? Are they in the hopper?
Well, the South Koreans flew to Scotland to meet with me and Ambassador Greer after dinner. I mean, think of how much they really, really want to get a deal done. But the president is in the driver's seat now, right? He's done these big deals. He's got really all the cards in front of him. And as he said, he's going to decide what the tariff rate is, how much these countries are going to open their markets and what the tariff rate is. And that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to basically, he's going to consider a few deals, of course he will, but basically what he's going to do is he's going to set the tariff rate for everybody and do that by the end of the week. And that is really extraordinary. The president has proven his tariff policies are exactly correct and they work.
And the U.S. tariffs coming in, revenue this year, $124.3 billion, 130.8% more than the same time last year, according to the stats. On the others, the big question is China. And there's a reporting from South China Morning Post, the Washington Post as well, that there's going to be a 90-day kind of extension as our two nations talk in Geneva. Is that accurate?
Well, they're talking right now, but the decision maker, of course, is President Trump. I'm sure the people who are speaking with China are going to go discuss with President Trump how he wants to play it. He's got an excellent relationship with President Xi, and I think we'll leave that to Donald Trump to decide how he wants to do it. Is that a likely outcome? Sure, it seems that way, but let's leave it to President Trump to decide.
Is TikTok part of that deal?
TikTok, it's one of those things, it's an adjacency, it's not part of that transaction, but, you know, when the president is talking to the people who are talking to the Chinese counterparties, you know it's going to come up, but I think they're separate but adjacent.
All right, so wrapping up here, you think some other deals are going to get done before Friday. It's possible.
I mean, they are all set up. The way I say it, my job is to set the table for the president, and he decides what to do. The table is set as far as the eye can see with countries who have offered us, you know, complete access to their country, complete access, and some a little less, and some a little less. And the president's going to decide, look, this is how I want to play it. He may entertain a few more deals, or he may decide, you know what, I'm just going to set the policy going forward. But by the end of this week, they will all be set, they will all be in stone, and they will be written, and we will start collecting those additional monies. Right now, we're collecting 10% from everybody in the world, and of course, a higher rate from China. But come next week, off we go.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, we appreciate the time.
Great being with you, Brett.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap.
What happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy. Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.